episode 53 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we'll talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Sandy, and this week, I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Amy, Elizabeth, and Andy. We are very excited to talk to Amy tonight about her recent visit to Sandals Emerald Bay. This all-inclusive property is a real gem, as it is a bit off the beaten path, but it's surrounded by beautiful Bahamian waters and a great golf and water sport options, and also an excursion that I really want to talk about. So let's get started. So where is this Emerald Bay, Amy?
Yeah, what are the Exumas? So I tell people that, and they have no clue. Well, a lot of people don't know where that is. So the Bahamas, the islands of the Bahamas, are about, I don't know the exact number, but over 700 islands. And the lower 365 of them are called the Exumas.
365.
There must be some really small ones.
Yeah.
Something for every day.
Yeah. Yes, that's how they kind of have that everywhere. Mm-hmm. And Exuma, or what is, now I don't even remember. Emerald Bay is a part of the island. It's one of the larger Ks that I was on. But you fly over. It's a 50-minute flight from Miami to get into this airport, Georgetown. And you fly over all these islands, and it's the bluest, most beautiful water. It looks like a watercolor, all the different blues that are out there. It's gorgeous. And then Sandals.
Is it just a small plane that you're in?
No,
or is it,
I was on American Airlines.
Oh,
and
wow.
It wasn't even an Eagle. It was a big flight.
Hmm.
So one thing I didn't know about the island, because when we pull it up on some of our sites and supplier sites, Sandals Emerald Bay pops up almost all the time. There's not a whole lot else. I don't even know if I've ever seen anything else pop up on some of our sites. But there's a lot on that island. Now, Sandals Emerald Bay is on a mile stretch of island. On this island, it's a mile-long beach. It's gorgeous. It's pristine. It's so quiet and private. Sandals and one other resort share this beach. What else do I need to tell you about this? So, 50-minute flight in, and then maybe a 10-minute cab ride over to this resort. It's real quick.
So it seems like you're kind of going to the middle of nowhere. Is that what it feels like? I mean,
yeah,
do you really?
Yeah, it does. And yeah, it's not like NASA. When you think of the Bahamas and going into NASA, it's not built up like that. What do they call it? The bush there. They're like, okay, it's a 10-minute ride through the bush.
It's jungle.
There's just a lot of jungle. You know, people who have been to Jamaica, it's not like that either. There's no goats or cows on the side of the road. But it's just,
you'd be disappointed.
Yeah, Sandy doesn't even want to go
chickens?
There now.
What about chickens?
I don't even see chickens. No, it's just, it's real pristine. The people are all happy, and it's just, you know, it's a happy island. It was so much fun.
It sounds like an absolute island paradise.
Yeah.
Just, you know, unspoiled, you know, not a whole lot of people around, and just able to just kick back and take it easy and grab a rum drink or.
Yeah, especially this time of year.
Four.
October, it was not that busy. And they have these beachfront villas that are actually on the beach, two stories high. I did not opt for one of those. Those are the butler suites. I stayed behind. Now, everything at this resort is at least club level.
Okay.
So you're going to have all of your alcohol in the room and your refrigerator stocked full in the room. It's kind of funny that they're all like that, because then you all get priority seating.
So talk about the food in the restaurants. Was it, you know, if you're in the middle of nowhere, did you have good food? Did you have a good variety?
Yeah, I was a little concerned about that going in, because Sandals has so many restaurants at all of their resorts, but Sandals Emerald Bay had 7. I was a little concerned, but I was only there 4 nights.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
Still,
but it was. So they kind of switched. So they have the Barefoot by the Sea. So, Sandy, I think we did that one in McGrill. So you can go on the ocean. You're actually on the beach barefoot. And it's kind of like fine dining, but relaxed feel. Like you're barefoot. Mm. You can dress up. You can wear shorts, whatever. And Scott, my husband, loved his seafood. He had tuna. I had chicken.
Chicken of the sea? Is it chicken? Is it tuna?
Yeah, no, that, so they had that. Then they had, they have a French restaurant, which is really good. I can't, I'm not even going to try to pronounce what I had, but it was a beef something with mashed potatoes and gravy. Maybe it was yum. They have an Italian restaurant that I actually could not get in.
Hmm.
I didn't use my Do You Know Who I Am, but I couldn't get it.
So your priority seating was not so priority, I guess.
So we ate at Dino's, the pizza. So the place that's a pizza, wood-fired pizza by day, turns into Italian, to a different kind of Italian, laid-back Italian at night, outdoors.
Nice.
There's the French pastry, crepe shop, coffee shop. Yeah, there's plenty to eat. And then they have the one main hall where you can get buffet, breakfast, lunch, dinner, anytime you want. You know, swimming pool, bar. There's two pools. Scott, my husband, being Mr. Not listening, is a little bit of an introvert. We stay in the quiet pool a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The beach was, so quiet. Water sports, of course. Island Rounds is there on property, and they had so many. They had the paddle boards. They had those big, humongous bikes that you can bike in the ocean. Have you seen those?
Oh yeah. The big, yeah.
A couple of people tried that.
Was that? Did you try that?
No, you know, so funny story. No, I broke my toe while I was there.
What?
I haven't heard that.
I've had a broken toe at sandals before. Ugly.
I didn't post pictures of that on my Facebook. I had to actually go to the nurse there. She's like, yeah, there's not much I can do for it, though, except tape it.
Yeah.
So, I haven't run Sandy in a week.
Wow.
Well, I haven't either, if that makes you feel better.
Yes, it does.
It's been a little bit more than a week for me, so.
Especially all the eating that you do on vacation.
I am right there with you, Amy.
Thank you.
So there is something that this resort is known for a special excursion that you did, and I really want to hear about it.
Pigs.
Yeah.
Pigs. Yes, okay. So there's the swimming with the pigs. So they kept joking. They're like, you know you're a redneck if you're swimming with pigs and not dolphins. I don't remember the name of the excursion, but if you go there, I don't think there's too many of these. It was a 4-hour boat ride. There were maybe 12 of us on this boat. We were driven maybe 15 minutes away to a different part of the island, got on a boat, and he took us through so many different keys, islands. They call them keys there. So many different keys.
They don't call them keys?
Keys. They're keys. They call them keys.
Really?
All right. Okay. Well, that's what they call them. We're going to go with it.
That's what they're spelled like.
I know, right? So I saw there was like one island that Johnson & Johnson owned and one island that Nicolas Cage owned and is trying to sell. The Blockbuster guy had his own island.
The Blockbuster guy? Can he still afford that? He must be trying to sell that as well.
The emphasis on the hat.
Yes.
So it's Nicolas Cage. Like he bought his island, K, for $3 million and is trying to sell it for $8 million. His island is actually the one with the iguanas. There are these iguanas. Oh. There's like 80 iguanas. They're protected animals on this island. They're not on all the islands there, which is really strange, but you can feed them grapes. They liked grapes.
Tell me about the pigs.
The pigs. There are they're wild pigs, but they aren't so wild. Like in South Carolina, you're used to these wild boars that turn into these, like the horns and the hairiness. They're not that wild. I don't.
Mildly annoyed.
They are on this island, and they somehow keep track of the males and females because there's only one male with all these females, and they called him Lucky. something happened to the other
He may disagree.
There are a lot of little baby pigs, but they go. This tour goes out, and they're owned by Island Routes. They go out twice a day. Every day of the week, and they feed these pigs on their tours. So you're going to laugh, but they fed them hot dogs. But he swore that they were turkey dogs.
Oh, there's so much wrong with that. It's
so terrible.
It's so full of wrong. So,
and they also had the cornmeal, too, that they would.
So these pigs, they just come out of where they live and swim with you?
We pulled up to this quay. Everywhere we stopped was just maybe knee or waist deep at the most water. And he yelled, here, piggy, piggy, piggy. And they come swimming off the island to the boat.
They come swimming out to the boat.
They do. Yeah. So he parked us. We got out of the boat. And I was in, I don't even think it was up to my waist, water. And the pigs are out there swimming around you, knowing you have food. You have to be careful. I didn't ever hand any pig a hot dog. I kind of stayed with my hands behind my back so they wouldn't try to bite me. They don't try to bite you out of anger or aggression. They just think you have food.
Yeah, your fingers look like hot dogs.
Right, oh my exactly. God. Yeah. And we stay there like 30 minutes.
Wow.
So do you...
Are little babies on the island.
Can all pigs swim? Is this like a thing? I didn't know pigs could swim.
They look like they would sink, don't they?
They were huge. These are huge, full-grown pigs. At least as long as me. I mean, they were huge.
Wow.
Yeah. This has to be our picture for this podcast.
The pig picture?
Yeah. But it's so dark. But yeah.
Well, you can tell they're pigs. They got snouts. I could tell what it was.
So I did ask, like, if anybody ever looks into Falkay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same island where those pigs are, but...
Oh, so there are pigs there, too.
There's an island they go to also, same thing. It's funny, isn't it?
It is. Now, and Falkay is a Bahamian island, right? It's
in the Exumas also.
Okay.
It is, actually, it's north of where I was, I asked, because I wanted to go see it. I said, how close from this Falkay, please? But no, it was, he said 50 or 60 miles? That wouldn't make sense, would it? But it's north. It was north of where I was.
And that's Sandal's private island, which you can rent like the whole island or villa, and there's like a personal chef.
You get a boat.
Yeah, it's really high end.
If you get several groups of people, you can have the whole thing and like five boats. And I know, right?
That's
true. One day.
We can all dream.
One day.
I'll end our excursion. Yes.
That are on that island because can we go there?
Just to be clear though, this is not included, right? This is a separate excursion.
This is a separate excursion, and I want to say it was like maybe $180 per person.
Oh wow!
For our tour, yeah, it was awesome though. It was one of the best days. We had so much fun.
Cool.
Well, and it's not every day you can swim with a pig.
I know, right?
We had to do that. Yeah.
That's a very unique thing.
I mean, really, on this tour too, that is unique. But I don't know. He stopped at several of these different islands, and some of them are kind of hilly, and we walked up on top of one and overlooked. It was amazing. It was amazing. Yeah, it was awesome.
So how large would you say the resort is? Is it a pretty big crowd, or is it a pretty exclusive? I mean, obviously, if it's all concierge level, it's not one of Sandal's biggest resorts.
It's not one of their biggest resorts. I want to say, I should have looked this up. I'm sorry. I feel like there might be... Does 200 something rooms sound right? I feel like it's right in that range. It's not.
Yeah, I think it's smaller. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe what's your ideal client that you would send there?
So I was talking to my mother, who's almost 80, about this. She was asking if she would like it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say predominantly mid-20s, mid-30s, and then to a lesser degree, my age group, which do I have to say this?
Older than that.
We already said how old your mom is.
I would say up to and into 50s.
Okay.
Was the next largest. But, you know, we saw a lot of, it was so cute. We saw a lot of elderly couples that, you know, they were just so cute. They had to have been close to 80 themselves. I would say we saw at least five couples that were probably in their 80s.
Wow.
I was looking for it. I wanted to sort of see. There were not a lot of steps here, so it would be a good place for somebody who could get around. I thought of that for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I would just ask for ground level.
See, the way I kind of picture it, and I could be wrong, was it seems to me like it would be kind of quiet, like not real party
quiet.
Atmosphere. Okay, so.
Yeah, it was quiet. Okay. Now you have your main pool with the swim-up bar, and there was some partying going on over there.
We do love swim-up bars.
Yes,
swim-up bars are fantastic.
And that was fun, yeah. There was a group there of probably 10 couples, and they were celebrating a 50th birthday party. So, you know, I mean, when I say it's predominantly mid-20s, mid-30s, I would
probably
say...
Probably like honeymoon just, people.
Yeah, honeymooners, maybe 10-year anniversary people. But there were a lot of people 40s to 50s, too.
Yeah.
So it's a big golf resort, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. So my husband Scott actually did a run on the back nine. The back nine are all ocean view. That it's an 18-hole golf course designed by Greg Norman. Bless you, Andy.
You quietly sneeze.
But the back nine are all just on the ocean, and they're gorgeous. You can even, and it's a jogging path too, so you can jog if you don't want to get hit by a ball. You can jog on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard it's a good challenging course. I'm not a golfer, but I've heard
too, because of the wind, I guess, on this back nine with the ocean.
Well, it must be beautiful too.
Yeah,
I mean, because I think that that area, just the pictures of it are just unreal.
It is unreal. And when people talk about the Caribbean, I always, even before this trip, I've always said, you know, you're going to get your clear water, your clear blue water anywhere in the Caribbean, but I have always felt like the Bahamas is the bluest, clearest water. Mm-hmm. I love it. We did snorkeling one day too. And so also one thing that's cool about these keys, is they have this one type of coral that it's one of the few places in the world that still has this elkhorn coral.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool. We got to snorkel right around it. They actually let us, I'm surprised. So it was, that was a cool, and that's part of this same tour, this 4-hour tour, you get to snorkel too.
Excellent. So you said you stayed there 4 nights, right?
I stayed there 3 nights. I was in Miami 1 night before.
Okay. So would you say that this is a resort that would be a 7-night kind of resort, or is it because it's sort of out in the middle of nowhere, do you think you were there just long enough?
That's a good question. I asked some people who had been there a week and they seemed fine with it. Like they were fine. They, mm-hmm. there was actually a lot to do. There were a lot of excursions you could do. I would say 5 nights would probably be perfect.
Okay.
I think I would start getting bored.
Yeah. What about, like special nightlife kind of things? Cause I know when we were at White House in Jamaica, they had that awesome steel drum band.
Yeah.
Is there anything like that?
They did not have that. Yeah. I was really hoping. I love that. Yeah, that was cool. No, they did have some nightly stuff going on. They had their piano bar in the pub, karaoke. There was a stage set up one night. But okay, so laugh if you will, but you know me. Like, I was in bed. We were eating dinner at 8. I was in bed by 10. Mm-hmm. So I did not partake in a lot of that.
Yeah. But did they have, like, beach parties and stuff and...
I didn't see any beach parties advertised. Now, again, I was only there those 3 nights, but the nights I was there, there was one outdoor show, like a jamboree type thing. I'm not sure what it was. I feel like most nights that karaoke dude was in the English pub.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And I assume it has a lot of the things that Sandals offers, like you could do the candlelit dinner on the beach,
oh, sure.
Or you can do the catamaran sail, and nice.
Oh yeah, yeah. Spa. Did you visit the spa at all?
I did the spa. I did the Red Lane spa. Okay, so here's a funny story. Couples massage.
Ooh.
And I've never done one of their, I was like, you know, I need to do this in the name of research. So let's do a couple couples massage. They light a candle. We have to light this candle together. Okay, say something special. And I'm looking at my husband going, they don't know you. You're Mr. Not Romantic. Yeah. And he's loud. He's like, oh gosh. So I'm like trying to make up something for the moment. Oh, thank you. La, 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 la. And they're like, okay, that was great. Now it's his turn. Like these massage therapists are in the room with us. And he looks at me. He goes, you're welcome. And that was it. Like that was his romantic. Like, he just,
that's like so Han Solo. I love you. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. The massage was a lot of fun. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, good. So was there anything else that stood out about this resort that you feel is either unique to it or you need to make sure you mention?
So I think it is worth saying, and I think it's kind of been alluded to, that this is a pretty laid-back resort. You're not going to be in Montego Bay. It's not like the Montego Bay Sandals where it's jam and partying all the time. This is definitely a laid-back resort. If you love the beach, this is a great one to go to. The beach is beautiful. The food is great. You've got the Sandals food quality. The service was awesome. But yeah, it's definitely laid back. There's stuff to do, but it's not for like a party in, right. You know, wanting to party all the time kind of crap. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You can find it.
October.
Yeah, I think, I've always felt like the Caribbean in the fall is a good time. It's hurricane season, which I went the second day after they were allowing flights back in. So it's hurricane season, so you're taking a chance. And here's a plug for our podcast on insurance.
Yes. <You know, right?
laughs> But yeah, it's cheaper. It's a lot cheaper to go to the Caribbean in the fall.
Yeah. The weather's still great. Crowded. Yeah.
But you do have to be prepared for that because, yeah, you were there. And how was it 2 days after Joaquin? Was it okay? Because I know the Bahamas were hit really hard.
Yeah, so Long Cay that was right above them did get hit pretty hard. Where I was... They had some, like, thatched roofing stuff blown off, but the grounds were still impeccable. It looked amazing. Yeah, they didn't get hit too bad. I think Nassau got it worse also.
Mm-hmm. Nassau, though, didn't really shut down except for one day.
That day that it came through. Yeah.
So even, I mean, you might think that, you know, if a hurricane comes through, they'll cancel everything, but no, they don't always close. They don't, you know.
But even so, even after the hurricane, you still had the blue, blue water and all of that.
It was a little more turned up, the guy said. The guy that did our boat said it's a little more turned up than it normally is, but it was clear to me. Like, it looked fine to me. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
awesome.
Good weather. Warm weather. It was awesome.
Oh, it sounds like you had a good time.
Can I just say, I know we're talking about sandals, but on this 1 mile stretch of beach, I did notice that there is another resort there. So we're sitting there at the, now Sandals, for people who don't know, is the adult only all-inclusive. So we're there thinking it would be really cool if we could bring our kids to these, but it's a whole different atmosphere, so that doesn't work. But there is another resort right on the beach. It's not all-inclusive, but they do villas. So there's a lot of other options there.
And that's family-friendly, right?
It is family-friendly, and it's like a 4-star or 5-star AAA. They have a spa and everything. They have a bar on site. It's beautiful, too.
And I'm pretty sure Island Rats will take you on an excursion if you're not staying at Sandals.
Yes, you can still get
Sandals. Exactly, right next door. Yeah. Just walk over.
Yep. Cool. All right. Well, that's our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com. Then click on podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or just search for Fly Away. Or you can email us at info@outlandertravel.com. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Amy, Elizabeth, Andy, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we will see you next week. Gotta fly!